How's everyone doing today? Good morning, Stislav here. I am now going to be addressing all questions and anything that you want as far as like advice, some fitness tips, even bartending. I will do that through my podcast and I will post it daily on my bio so that you can be up to date. And I mean, the great thing about this podcast is you can always go into the library. And if, let's say, you missed one or yesterday's, you could always go back and listen. Today I'm going to be talking about a question that I've been getting asked recently. Abdominals, abs. A lot of people want to know good workouts. They want to know how they come out. They want to know how to make your midsection look smaller. So let's start by workouts. Workouts for your abs. And I can't stress this enough. You will never see your abdominals unless you haven't lowered your body fat percentage to at least a 10% body fat. At least. If you're anything over that, yeah, you might. They might kind of pop out and say hi if you flex. That's on a good day that you haven't drank that much water and you probably didn't eat. But if you really want to see your abdominals pop and come out, you got to be under 10%. Start at 10%. And that's the only way. I don't care how many crunches you do, how many workouts you do, how much weight you can lift on a sit-up. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. If you haven't gotten rid of the fat that's on top of that muscle, you will never see them. You could be strong as hell, but you will never see those abs. Because abs don't give a shit that you want to eat pizza and burgers and make all the wrong decisions. Guess what? They're not coming out. So, first things first, lower that body fat percentage and then you will start to see crazy shit happen. Second, everyone wants a smaller midsection. Why would you use weight for your abdominals? Your abdominals are muscles just like any other muscle in your body. If you start pushing heavy weight on your abs, you're going to have big, bulky abdominal muscles. Some of you might like that, so go for it. But for the most part, even bodybuilders, we want smaller midsections to create that crazy physique of a superhero lookalike. So use your own body weight. There's nothing wrong with leg lifts. There's nothing wrong with sit-ups, crunches, all of that. Planks, all of that stuff. There is nothing wrong with that. And trust me, those things will make your abs look crazy. Another question that I get asked, should I use a waist trainer? I heard waist trainers work. I heard they make your abs come out. I heard that's how I'm going to get a smaller waist. That's gonna make you run to the bathroom and take a shit is what it's going to do on a full stomach. Yeah, because you're squeezing your midsection. Waist trainers, I'm not going to lie, I have one. Waist trainers are great. But for the right reasons. I use them on some exercises that I know that I don't contract, that I don't keep my core in check. So I like doing it on my walk to the gym as I'm wearing it right now, because it keeps my midsection in check. Second I get into the gym, I take it off, because I know I can focus on that. I know certain moves that I'm gonna be doing. But I don't keep it on for the whole day, because that's not what it's for. You know, but also my midsection is smaller and I've already lowered my body fat percentage, you know? So think about it. If you have something small around your waist and it's squeezing the crap out of it, it's like putting a rubber band around Play-Doh. Just imagine what it'll do, you know? Fat's just gonna move around everywhere else. You need to understand that. Anyway, it looks like it's gonna end in 2 seconds. I'm gonna continue.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.